Welcome into Road to the Draft. Casey Phillips here with senior writer and editor Scott Smith. Each week we update you on what we think the Bucks might do in the draft based on everything that's gone on from free agency and the combine to all the different movements around the league. We've talked a lot about the first round these last few weeks, but you know, that's only one guy.
That's just the beginning.
We felt like we needed to dive into some of these other rounds. So today is the day two Road to the Draft, as well as the coincidence Road to the Draft.
Which
I will explain as we go along. But for you, what stood out as you started thinking about the difference in day one versus day two picks and what the Bucks might prioritize?
Well, I think it was just last week when we put up a list of Jason Light's last nine third-round picks, and like eight of them had become starters. So that's a very important day in the draft. And you expect to find eventual starters in the second and third round. Hopefully, in some cases, like Cody Mauch last year, right away starters. Mm-hmm. I decided that we should look at the day two this time around, and we'll get back to talking about the first round in coming weeks. But with the way things happen in free agency, the guys that the Bucks signed or re-signed, a lot of the mock drafts, if you look at them now, are really honing in on the Bucks taking an edge rusher in the first round, which does seem like a really good idea. But there's other needs on this roster. So I pinpointed three that I thought the Buccaneers might be interested in on day two. That's off-ball linebacker, cornerback, and wide receiver. And then I started doing a little study on what players at those positions might be available at those spots.
Okay, well, let's start with our first one. The coincidence is that this person is from Hillsborough, North Carolina. Yeah. So we have the Hillsborough County here. So this is our first part.
And we're just getting started.
We're just getting started on the local connections that we have manufactured in today's show. So tell us about this first guy that plays linebacker.
So to make this work, you can't just pick a guy that probably is going to go in the first round and say the Bucks are going to get him in the second. So I looked for guys that could be there when the Bucks pick at, I think, 57. This is maybe the biggest stretch of the three because there are some mock drafts you see where he goes pretty high in the second round. But you can trade up. He could fall. That happened with Lavonte David in 2012. We didn't think we were going to get him either. So I'm talking about Peyton Wilson of NC State. The reason I thought he was the best of the linebackers that might go in the second, third round, which includes like Edrin Cooper, Junior Colson, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., is that it seems like, at least according to the scouting reports, he's probably the best in pass coverage. And I think the Buccaneers already have a big dumper in KJ Britt. Mm-hmm. I think they would probably like a linebacker that they knew one of his strengths was pass coverage. So that's why I went with Peyton Wilson as a possibility. He's 6'4", 233. He's got a good wingspan, and he just really has done well in pass coverage.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great selection. All right, so next up, we're going to talk about a wide receiver whose last name is Polk County. Like Polk County out here. Do you see what we're doing, people? Do you see the goal here?
I did not do this on purpose.
No, this is coincidence that we just discovered right before we were shooting this.
So if you like those plays where Mike Evans like uses his big frame to just out-muscle the defender and get to the ball, you'll like Jalen Polk. He's a big guy. He's a physical guy. He can make those catches on the boundary. He's got strong hands. He can make contested catches. He can make catches downfield, too. So he can give you something at all levels. And this is a guy that probably would be a late first, early second in a lot of drafts, but this is an unbelievably deep draft for receivers. So he could be there in second, maybe even the third round. He's a guy I like quite a bit. He's got good size at 6'1 and 203 pounds. And like I said, strong hands, good at contested catches.
That's great. And finally now, the best of the coincidences. We have a cornerback whose name is TJ Tampa, who's from St. Pete. We have to draft him.
I kind of did that one on purpose.
That one obviously is on purpose, but that's just incredible. So we've had Hillsborough, we've had Polk, we've had Tampa, and now and St. Pete all covered in this thing. And we have to tell Jason Light. It's a requirement, right?
There was a number of corners that'll go in the second and third round. You might get Max Melton from Rutgers or Mike Sainristal from Michigan or Cam Hart from Notre Dame. But of course, I had to go with TJ Tampa as my choice as a guy that could be there in the second or third round. He actually went to Iowa State. It seems like there's a little bit of pipeline from St. Pete to Iowa State, but he went there. He's tall with good length, and that's one thing that Todd Bowles really likes. And he's a physical player, which is another thing that Todd Bowles likes in his cornerback. So he'll be good in run support. You really need that. Probably the main reason he's not considered a likely first-round pick is maybe he didn't completely test off the charts in terms of athleticism, but he's got a lot of the traits that Todd Bowles' defense likes, and so I think he's a possibility in the second or third round.
All right, well, we still have a little over a month to go before the draft, so we've got several more of these Road to the Drafts to keep you updated on what the Bucks might do. We'll see you next time.